This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. The May K-State Garden Hour focused on heat-loving perennials for Kansas. K-State Research and Extension Central Kansas District Horticulture Agent Jason Graves discussed heat impacts, heat-proofing the landscape, and heat-tolerant perennials. According to Graves, soil health is critical to promoting resilience.
As most of you know, Kansas is a mosaic of prairie landscapes, basically transitioning from tall grass prairie in the eastern part of our state to the mixed and short grass here in the center where we are, and then, you know, you've got shorter grass prairies in the west. As we think about our own landscapes, we want to think about what makes the prairie so resilient, because, you know, these are the plants that have historically been here and survived and thrived. Resilience really is pretty remarkable in our prairie climate. And prairie environments here, like we're in, are known for intense weather fluctuations. Obviously, there's kind of a community-based growth pattern that these plants have, where each plant is drawing moisture from different zones in the soil. The prairie ecosystem is very crowded and competitive, and these plants have found a way to thrive in this environment. Soil, though, is a key part of that ecosystem. So I want to reiterate this idea of soil health, because below the prairie, below that tall grass, mixed grass, short grass prairies, is another kind of ecosystem that gardeners, as we develop, need to become familiar with. I call this climate resilient soil. What we're trying to highlight and illustrate is all the places where microbes live in the soil. The microbial life of the soil, or the rhizobiome, is what I call the hidden helpers in the soil. These are the resident microorganisms that move in tandem with the plants and create a whole ecosystem below ground. We know that plants are recruiting microbes in our prairie soils that are helping them become more stress resilient. And really, we're just beginning to understand all the connections that exist. But what we do know is that the microbial, the rhizobiome in the soil helps boost drought resistance in our plants. It creates more access to water for our plants. There are microbes that can alter hormone levels in plants. There are microbes that can activate heat proteins in our plants, and just in general, help our plants cope with stress. And so the healthier our soil is, obviously the more stress resilient our plants are going to be. In the root systems of our prairie plants, basically we know that those plants have recruited microbes historically. And when they're under stress, especially, those microbes are enlisted to assist with that stress. The more life we can grow in our soil, the more resilient our plants are going to be. And so we know that these microbial communities and the soil ecosystem is a big part of creating resilient, heat-tolerant plantings. So the bottom line is we need to create that ecosystem. And one of the best ways we can do that is with organic matter. The soil organic matter found in the areas that we're planting is going to be the foundation for that productive soil, positively impacting every other soil property. Specifically, the organic matter is really the food and shelter for that microbial life. And so we want to be sure we're doing practices that increase and maintain organic matter as we go about our gardening endeavors. Obviously, there's a lot of things that organic matter creates. It builds that microbial life. We get more nutrient cycling. We get soil aggregates. So we just get a much more robust plant when we increase our soil health. For gardeners, the practicality of this is the amending of soil. And so we have a lot of options, whether it's compost, shredded leaves, cover crops, a lot of ways we can improve our soils to increase that resilience. Continue to find creative ways in your gardens to build that organic matter, whether it's with the organic mulching. If it's a new planting, obviously we can work in that organic matter even before planting. But bottom line is we want to build that soil ecosystem because it is helping our plants be stress resilient.
That's K-State Research and Extension Central Kansas District Horticulture Agent Jason Graves. To watch the full presentation, search for K-State Garden Hour and click on View the Recent Webinar. The topic for the June 4th webinar is Native and Ornamental Grasses of Kansas. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.